The latest from podnews.net. Aaron Mankey, the creator of Lore, has posted his advice to anyone aiming for podcast success in 2019 in a long Twitter thread. Our favourite, no 10-minute random small talk mess before the real topic begins. Yes to that. In an opinion piece, Juleka Lantiga-Williams says that 2019 should be a year where podcasting battles an East Coast bias. Listen Notes have launched something new and clever, real-time podcast listening, the podcast episodes being listened via Listen Notes right now. It's a clever thing. There are over 2,000 audiobooks on Spotify, not that you'd know. Spooks, which we presume is Spotify, and Books, is an app which attempts to find them all for you. You'll find it on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Imagine that you're Ira Glass's audio editor. We've linked to some detailed mix notes of Ira's. Also, Danielle Emmons and Gert van der Wettering explain how they earn money from podcasting in the latest Podpraat newsletter. It's in Dutch, and they have five different ways of which podcasting is successful for them. Podcast host Megaphone has told its customers that the company now has a pass-through agreement in place with Spotify, which means that dynamic ads and metrics should work within Megaphone as they do for other platforms, and Spotify will no longer cache those podcasts. Simplecast is in the process of attaining IAB certification. They join Voxnest and Spreaker, Megaphone, Libsyn, OmniStudio and Art19. And with Blueberry and NPR already having achieved it, that's over $250,000 that the IAB has earned so far from certification. And the Financial Times has written an excited post about 2018 in podcasting, which sadly languishes behind their paywall. But one shouldn't underestimate the type of people who read the FT, though. Thank you to Denmark's Søren Hugger Møller, who is our latest supporter. He writes and podcasts about podcasts in Danish. You should be like Søren. podnews.net/support. In podcast, musician B. Beeman is releasing his latest album as a podcast. Peace of Mind is thick with timely social commentary and needs the type of unpacking that a deep dive podcast provides. It'll be released on January the 18th. Brisbane-based Head Over Heels has just posted a new mini-season for the holiday period. Tascam, an audio company, has a fortnightly podcast called Tascam Talkback, and tomorrow we'll launch a Facebook group for podcasters. And Kabul in Afghanistan isn't the first place you'd think of if somebody mentioned rock music, but it had quite a thriving music scene once upon a time. Live in Kabul is a new four-part miniseries with real rock and roll stories. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.